By the way, I should also mention, Yelich went deep yesterday. Yelich just on a tear, and he will join Wisconsin's Midday News in studio this morning around 11:45-ish.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip. Dom Catronio on the line with us, host of Brewers Extra Innings. Morning, Dom.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
You didn't make the roadie, did you? Did you go out west?
No. I'm on a different on-assignment roadie as I do weekly. I'm on my way to Philly right now.
What's happening in Philly?
Well, I got TBS. You know, I got to keep watching the Dodgers, actually. You know, I get to do my national duties and work with Brian Anderson and watch some good baseball before the All-Star break.
Okay, let me complain first. There's a lot to feel good about yesterday's game, but let's get the complaint out of the way. Okay, I can handle losing 2 of 3 to the Dodgers in Los Angeles, but, man, as we feared, not a great series against Colorado.
But I mean, if I told you at the start of the week the Brewers were going to go 3-4 on this road trip, what would you say, right? I mean, like, knowing how hard it is to play in Colorado, I don't think anybody would have expected a split. But, you know, a 3-4 road trip would have been like, hey, probably winning a series in Colorado, maybe getting swept by the Dodgers. So you're not losing ground by going 3-4. And quite frankly, the Brewers were with the Dodgers step for step. This gave me a lot of Philly vibes when the Brewers got swept by the Phillies. They were with them step for step. They were tied in the eighth inning in both Friday and Saturday's game. You can't tell me that the Brewers weren't hanging with the Dodgers.
I will not tell you that.
Yeah, you better not.
Okay. Hey, Dom, I thought it was pretty interesting. JS had the story about how Christian Yelich, after tomorrow, likely will sit atop the NL leaderboard as far as hitting goes. He's not there today, but he'll be there likely tomorrow if he gets enough plate appearances.
Right, it gets complicated. I talked about this on the show yesterday. The way it's calculated for baseball is you need at least 3.1 plate appearances times the number of team games your team has played. So, like, you know how there's this year in the NBA, there's new rules about how you have to have played at least like 60 games to be a qualifier for all of the awards at the end of the season. So this is like baseball's version of it. This has been forever since like 1960. But the he can have 5 plate appearances tomorrow and still be like 1 plate appearance shy. Mm. And then on Wednesday, he'll be among the league leaders in the rate stats, meaning when you average out your on-base percentage, your OPS. And look, the year that Yelly's having is incredible. I know you guys just said he's coming to the studio today. Fired up for him and everyone with the Christian Yelich Charity Foundation with the charity concert coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm just super happy for him, man. This dude has kind of been through it with the last couple of years. And now, last year was like, wow, he was healthy. Look what he did. And now he's got the power back. So, you know, you start to look at 2018, 2019, like, oh, remember that guy? And the numbers are eerily similar.
Do some teams, as we approach the All-Star break, Dom, do some teams need the break more than others? And I would put the Brewers right in that category of, man, let's get through, let's have a winning homestand here, and then let's get to the break and reset, give some of these tired arms a break, and get some of these other guys back, maybe?
100%. The Brewers are especially in that camp right now, given not just for the pitching, but for some position players that need to get healthy too, right? Joey Ortiz was officially placed on the IL during this road trip with his neck issue. So giving him a few extra days to get ready, get right, and see what he can do a couple of days after the All-Star break. But then furthermore, you look at Brian Hudson, right? We saw him struggle on Friday and Saturday going back-to-back. There was some adrenaline pumping there with going back to the team that he was originally acquired from. There was a lot going on. He's been used a lot. So maybe it is a blessing in disguise that he has not been named to the All-Star team, even though he is certainly deserving. And just say, you know what? Let's take this 5-day breather, come back. Joe Ross had a great rehab outing on Saturday with the Timber Rattlers. He'll have at least one more probably down in Nashville. Give him a little bit more time to come back. DL Hall is going to make another rehab appearance this week. And another guy, Devin Williams, he is throwing to live hitters tomorrow at American Family Field. They expect him back maybe the week after the All-Star break, definitely by the end of July.
All good news right there. Mm-hmm. What's on your plate for the All-Star break?
A lot of golf and as little baseball as possible. You. And with all due respect, I'm a downtown resident, avoiding downtown at all costs.
Yes, well, broadcasters get a break too. And yes, amen. We support that decision as well with the RNC kicking off next week. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.